الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum Alhamdulillah wabarakatuh, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some kind of way of taking notes and keeping notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this week's Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic is the straight path. I want to start off with talking about the straight path. So I'm going to start with the first surah, or first chapter of Quran. Quran is made up of 114 chapters, and its first chapter is chapter Al-Fatiha, and the last one, 114, is Surah An-Nas. So let's start by reading just very short. It's just seven short verses for this particular one. I want you all to turn to the first chapter number one, and the surah is, or the chapter is called Fatiha. Okay, let's begin. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim Malik Yawm al-Din إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. So I want to read, I'm going to read in English, a rough translation of what I just read in Arabic, and then I want to really pay attention to the last couple of verses, or ayah, of this particular chapter. And that's what I'm going to focus on when you're talking about the straight path. The first one, the first ayah, it says, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Then it says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praises is for Allah, Lord of all the worlds, or all worlds. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Master of the Day of Judgment. And so I'm going to continue here. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, that would be the most compassionate, most merciful. Then we have, that's Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Then Malik Yawm al-Din, that is Master of the Day of Judgment. Malik Yawm al-Din. Then we go to the next verse, which is Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in. Here it says, you alone we worship, and you alone we ask for help. I want to pay attention to these last two, number six and number seven, because that's what I'm going to kind of dig into a little bit while talking about the straight path. And that is, we're talking about 6 and 7. Ihdina sirata mustaqim. Guide us along the straight path. Ihdina Sirata Mustaqim. Then they go to the last one, which basically saying the same thing, but with some added things to it. Sirat is trying to explain the path, who's on that path that we're talking about. Because we ask first, guide us along the straight path. And then we make the distinction, Allah makes the distinction of the what kind of path we're talking about, who's on that path. And then, and so it says, Surat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladhalin. Ameen. Here we say, the path, you know, we're saying to Allah, the path of those you have blessed, not those who are you are mispleased with, or those who go astray. So we ask Allah. We ask Allah first, guide us along the straight path, ihdina sirata mustaqim. Then we ask Allah the type of who we want to be on that path, or what kind of path we want to be on. And we say, the path of those you have blessed, not those you have are displeased with, and those who are astray. We want to be with those who are blessed, not those who are not blessed, and not those who are you are displeased with, meaning those who you are pleased with, and those who are not go astray. And so these are the things that Muslims must say in each one of the units of their prayer. Because they do not say Al-Fatiha in each unit of their prayer, then it's like their prayer is incomplete. So at the very least, all Muslims that make that pray, and we pray at least 5 times a day, about 17 units or rak'ah. We make about 17 of them a day at minimum. And then each one of those units or rak'ah, we ask Allah, we say Surat al-Fatiha. And we say to Allah, we say, okay, in the name of Allah. And then we say, the most gracious, most merciful, and all praise all is for you, Lord of the worlds, or all the worlds, most compassionate, most merciful. And then we say, you are the master of the day of judgment, 17 times a day, at least. And then we ask Allah, oh Allah, you alone we worship. We don't worship anyone else. And you alone we ask for help. We don't ask for help from anyone else but you. And guide us along the straight path, and the path of those you have blessed, not those who you are displeased with, and those who are astray. That's what we ask of Allah. And so when we talk about the straight path, I know we all are on various paths. We may feel that this is the straight path, and I'm happy with the path that I'm on. All right, that's your choice. I'm talking about the path of a Muslim and the path that a Muslim should be on. And if you decide you want to convert or revert to Islam, then you want to ask Allah for the same thing. You want to ask Allah to guide you along the straight path. And you're going to also ask Allah at least 17 times a day, is that you want to be on the path of those you have blessed, not those who you are displeased with, or those who are go astray. We don't want to follow those people and be on their path. Also, one of the supplications that the companions he would say, or the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, O Allah, I beg of you righteousness in adhering to a straight path. So this is the Prophet, may peace be upon him, that he said, you know, ask Allah this thing. Beg of Allah, you want righteousness, to be a righteous person, a right person, an upright person, a trustworthy person. This is what I mean. You want to be that kind of person, and you want to adhere to the straight path. And that's what you want to do. Stay on that straight path. I'm going to move on. I want to mention something that the prophet did one time when it was asked, referring to the straight path. And he took a stick and he drew this line, a straight line in the sand. And then he made these sort of other paths off this main path, this main line that he drew. A little shorter ones. And then he was saying to the companions, he is basically saying this right here, this straight line here, the first line I drew, that's the one leading towards Allah. And then these other ones, these little ones off of this path, are really the ones that are going to lead you the wrong way. The ones we want to avoid to the best of our ability. The ones that take you astray from the straight path. These are not lines off this main line that will get a shortcut to the end or to the best path. No, you're getting off the road. Because whenever we travel, pretty much, I know we have GPS and all. Whenever we travel, we try to stay basically on the main road or follow that GPS. And so here you're talking about Islamically, the GPS is following the way of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and not veer another way, not go off those lines off this, that are off the path that the initial path that he drew in the sand, because sometimes when you do that, you end up, or you don't use your GPS, and you just do your own thing, you may end up getting lost. And getting frustrated and getting further away from your goal of that straight line from point A to point B. So I also want to read something that it was mentioned by Ibn Mas'ud. He reported that the Messenger of Allah, may peace and blessing upon him, as saying, Allah has propounded as a parable a straight path on the sides of which are walls, with open doors, over which curtains are hanging down. Some people say doors are on the various blockage, if you will. At the top of the path, there is one who calls, go straight on the path and do not follow the irregular course. Above that one is another who cries out as often as anyone tries to open any of those doors. Woe to you! Do not open it, for if you open it, you will go through it. He then interpreted by telling that the path is Islam, as I mentioned to you earlier, that straight line. And the open doors are curtains, are the things God has forbidden. And the curtains hanging down are the limits God has set. And the crier at the top of the path is Quran, which I tell you all could come bring with you every week to class. And the one above him is God's monitor in every believer's heart. So we see here, again, you have that path. You have someone calling you to stay on a straight path, which is Quran. Because, and also telling you, like, don't open the curtain. Woe to you, don't open the curtain. Don't go through those doors. The curtains and all the doors are the limits set by Allah. Because you go beyond those limits or beyond that curtain, you are going to be in a bad way. You're going off the path and you're heading really towards the path towards the hellfire, where that straight line, Islam, I'm just mentioning to you, that takes you straight to paradise and away from the hellfire. And so, my beautiful students, I mentioned to you to get on that straight path. You may feel you're on a straight path, you're on a righteous path, you're happy where you are. I'm not getting into an argument about that with you. That is totally your choice. But what I am saying to you, I'm just trying to explain to you the viewpoint of Islam when you're talking about the straight path. When you're talking about that line in the sand. And you're talking about those lines off that straight line in the sand, and those lines veering off from that straight line. Or what I mentioned earlier about the straight path, and at the top of the path, you have the Quran that summons you. Stay straight. And then you have, of course, you have the other saying to you, or cry to, woe to you, don't open that curtain. Don't go beyond the bounds of Allah. And in that, as I mentioned earlier, is every believer's heart. Don't go beyond that in your heart. Don't go beyond that, because it's going to be bad for you. It's going to be terrible for you and put you in a terrible situation. Matter of fact, one of the things that when you talk about the heart, when a person does something wrong or something evil or something sinful, if you will, or something wrong, they kind of feel it in their heart that is wrong. It kind of wavers in their heart. It doesn't feel right in their heart. It's not compatible with the spirit of their heart if they're trying to do what is right. And that's why I mentioned earlier that the Prophet said, he said, make this dua, this supplication, and ask Allah to put righteousness in you and let you be among those who are righteous, and that you adhere to the straight path and the path that of Him being pleased with you, and not going with those who are displeased with Allah. As I had mentioned earlier, guide us along the straight path, the path of those you have blessed, not those you are displeased with, or those who go astray. So we want to stay away from that. We want to stay away from the irregular courses. The irregular courses are those lines drawn in the sand that goes off of that main path of Islam. And all Muslims are supposed to follow this thing and stay on the right path. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing upon him, he said, look, I leave you, this is me I'm paraphrasing, I leave you two things. And if you follow these two things, you cannot go wrong. Or you will not go wrong. And that is that you, the Quran and my Sunnah, my path, my way, and my tariqah. So if you follow these things, you cannot go wrong. And as I mentioned earlier, the Quran is at the top of the end of that row, telling you, come, follow, keep going straight, keep going forward, and don't veer off, and don't go and peek behind the door or peek behind the curtain, because it'll draw you in, and you keep doing the haram or forbidden things, until sooner or later, that forbidden thing becomes easy for you to do. It becomes a thing that is not no longer prohibited, it is permissible for you. But it's wrong Islamically, but you just feel so good about it, and it makes you feel so good. Forget about what Allah says and the warnings from Allah in Quran or whatever. You might have been raised Muslim, I don't know. You may just decide you're going to become Muslim. You just doing wrong, and you're going against Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. You're wrong all the way around. And so you think that one day you're not going to face Allah. Each and every one of us is going to face Allah. Allah created all of us. And one day Allah is going to end all of this. And some of you may not believe it until the day come. At that time, it'll be too late. Too late to turn around or to go back when you're in your grave and say, oh Allah, let me start all over again. I didn't mean to do it. Just give me more life. Extend my life more so I can do the right thing. I mean, at that point, it'll be too late. So do it now while you are alive. At the very least make the niyyah, and make the intentions that, yes, I want to do this thing, or oh Allah, help me to do this thing. Because Allah, He said what? He said that if you ask of Him, or you seek help from Allah. Don't be afraid to do so. Don't be afraid to go to Allah and seek help from Allah and seek whatever you need from Allah. So I just want to mention this to my beautiful students, so that you know what I know. You now know what I know regarding staying on Sirata Mustaqim. And again, a Muslim at least 17 times a day, 17 times a day, he asks Allah this thing or these things in his prayer and each rakah. And he said, guide us along the straight path, the path of those you have blessed, not those you are displeased with or those who are astray. I want to remind my beautiful students, because our time is running a little bit short, and that is when you get to that fork in the road, wrong way and the right way, always choose the right way. It's going to be hard. The job of Shaitan or the devil is trying to guide you down the wrong path. And on the day of judgment, he's not going to take blame for your actions. He said, Lord, I didn't make them do anything. He said that he's going to take people, oh Lord, give me respite. He was the one who was arrogant. Allah said, bow down to Adam. He didn't bow down to Adam. He went in and out of Adam. He said, man, this is nothing. This is like filth or dirt. Hollow. I could go all up in him and no problem. And you made me out of like smokeless fire. I'm better than him. That was the arrogance of Shaitan. And then later on, okay, really, oh man, I said something wrong here. And then he said, oh, yo, Allah, you know, give me respite. Please forgive me. And Allah allowed me to take people to the hellfire with me. And so he said, okay, Allah said, okay, I'm going to give you respite. You're going to be able to guide or misguide many of them. But there are some that you're not going to be able to misguide. There are some who are going to hang in there no matter what, no matter how much you whisper to them or encourage them. And I pray, Allah, that you, my students, are amongst the ones that will not follow the path of Shaitan. That you will not be persuaded by the words and the sweetness of the tongue, and sort of like the honey of the tongue, of the sweetness of the tongue of the Shaitan. Not be in no kind of way will you be that individual. And the Shaitan will say, look, Allah, you know, I only suggested that to do thus and so. But the Shaitan can't make your hand move and do this or do that or your feet walk. He can't do that. But he can whisper to you and then you, okay, you give him or you can reject it. It's your choice. You get to that fork in the road and to the right of that road is goodness. And to the left of that road is not goodness. And so you may go to the left. And Shaitan say, I ain't pushed that man towards the left, that woman towards the left, or gave him a ride, an Uber or something like that, or Lyft or whatever it is, whatever that is out there, the transportation, to the left. No, I'll catch a bus. I don't know. I didn't get that to them. I just suggested that they go down this wrong path. And they're the ones decided, yeah, I'm going to go down this wrong path. It looks good to me. Instead of going to the right or down the right path. So I'm talking about being on Sirata Mustaqim, being on that straight path, and asking Allah for you to be righteous, and asking Allah to put you on that straight path of the things of those who you are here, he's pleased with, not those he is displeased with. And so, also I want to keep in mind that we are also not to follow people who are wrong, who are going down the wrong path. And use it for our excuse. Oh, Allah, I follow so-and-so because so-and-so was sound good to me. He or she, their words just came out so nicely and flowed so nicely, I followed them. But Allah gave you an individual brain, individual heart to think individually. And ask Allah to guide your individual brain and your individual heart towards right what is right. And also, you don't misguide people. You don't be misguided or follow misguided people, or you yourself do not misguide people towards what is wrong. Oh, I think this is right. Let's go this route. Oh, and tomorrow you're going to think something else is right, and next day you're going to think something else is right. You're just all over the place. And so I just want to keep you in mind regarding that. And goodness, like I mentioned about sin, wavers in your heart. Goodness, we want goodness to waver, to be in your heart too. That it feels good and that it settles in your heart in the right way. What happens with the heart is that when you put these kind of bad things in your heart and fill your heart with contaminated things that are not good for you, sooner or later your heart becomes more and more dark and more and more rusted and accepts the faith, and non-faith can't be in occupy the same space. And so your non-faith will push out any faith you had in your heart. Any sins that you increase more and more and more, you feel good and better about it, it'll push out of your heart iman, or faith. Until your heart is full of sin and your heart feels sinning is okay. That mess I was doing before with faith, obeying Allah, that wasn't right for me. But your heart become black and become sort of rusted. And so we have to ask Allah to guide us along that straight path and keep us along that straight path. And that's what we hope Allah will do that. And we don't hit this wall, or this wall, if you will, of I'm going to go through this wall. And I don't care what's on the other side, I'm going through it. That wall is up there for a reason. That barrier is up there for a reason. The limitations set by Allah are there. They're there. The limitations are there for a reason. So adhere to it. Allah knows His people. He created you. He created all that we see and all that we don't see. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ جِنَّ وَإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. This basically is saying that He created men and jinn, so they worship Him. That's our purpose in life, is to worship Allah. And why should I worship Allah? Ibadah Allah is to obey Allah. And try to stay on that straight path to the best of our ability. I know you might be thinking, man, this man don't know what he's talking about. I ain't listening to him. That's your choice. I can't make you listen to me. You can just turn off me right now anytime you want to. You have that control. But you also have the control of doing what is right and forbidding what is wrong. You have control over that. You may not realize it. You may not accept it. But you have control over that thing to make a decision to do what is right and forbid what is wrong. And enjoying what is right and forbid what is wrong. To go by down the right path and not go down the wrong path. All those things you do have. You don't want to go, you have the ability. You don't want to go down the wrong path leading to nowhere but destruction for yourself in this world, and destruction for yourself in the next world, and the next world is everlasting. This world is very, very short, 60, 70 years, maybe more. After that, we die, and then we go to the everlasting world. And you got to be in that everlasting world of bliss and happiness and paradise, or you go in the everlasting world of the hellfire and all the pain and suffering you receive while in the hellfire. And so, my beautiful students, I want you to remember that being on a straight path, you want to work or ask Allah to put you on a straight path. If you want to know more information about the straight path and about Islam and just some of the basic thing I'm talking about, this whole thing about straight path is just a little bit I'm talking to you about, just enough to whet your senses that you want to learn more. You want to open more books. You want to study more about this thing, straight path, and how do I get on a straight path. And so, my beautiful students, if you want to know more information about Islam, you can always go to Why Islam, and they'll send you material to you about Islam. And also, if you want to study more about Islam, you go to the International Online University and also American Open University, and they are very good organizations that can help to educate you. I went to or go to both of those universities, and they're very good in terms of the knowledge that they teach people about Islam. And you can get a certificate, and sometimes even give you free classes. So just look them up for yourself. Again, you're talking about Why Islam, or you can get more information from the International Online University or to the American Open University. You have been attending the Islamic Faith in the Islamic Faith in Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.